USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twice now, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard because of the number of illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. The Defense Department responded, "The National Guard is not trained to assist migrants." End quote. President Trump on Monday asked a federal judge to assign a special master after he claims the FBI and Department of Justice are politically motivated when they violated his constitutional Fourth Amendment right. The government has until noon Eastern on Thursday to deliver details behind their warrant to raid his home. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News.
You know, you can speculate, and we can all speculate, and that's the reason you need to release the affidavit. At least, if you want to redact some of the names, redact the names, but allow the American public to understand what the insinuations are based upon.
USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's take a look at the heavy rains in North Texas.
At least one person is dead and dozens of others had to be rescued after record rainfall soaked North Texas. A 60-year-old woman died when floodwaters swept her vehicle away. One section of East Dallas received more than 15 inches of rain in 24 hours. A state of disaster was declared shortly after. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport recorded the second wettest 24-hour period ever. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Dr. Anthony Fauci announced Monday he is stepping down in December after 54 years of public service. A Florida man, 62-year-old Stephen Alford, who pled guilty to attempting to defraud a family member of Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, was sentenced by a federal judge on Monday to 63 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Sentencing for the convict was delayed 5 times before yesterday's sentencing. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As the Russian invasion of its neighbor Ukraine enters the 6-month threshold, the Biden administration claims Moscow has no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to the war in Ukraine. National Security Council official Admiral John Kirby on Newsmax.
Sadly, no. In fact, just in the last day or so, we've heard from the Kremlin that they have no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to this war, and every intention, quite the contrary, to continuing to prosecute this war against Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. And that's obviously regrettable for everybody around the world, not just the people in Ukraine. Mr. Putin should do the right thing by getting out now, pulling his troops out, sitting down in good faith with President Zelensky and ending this unprovoked invasion that he himself started now 6 months ago.
Former basketball player Dennis Rodman is going to Russia in an attempt to free basketball player Brittany Griner.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.